you see the progression in the way the church has given us these readings. Today the gospel is about the inner Trinitarian relationships between the Father and the Son and how they are manifest. The first reading is starting to get us ready for the lifting up. The people sinned in rebelling. God sent seraph, serpents. Then they repented, like us. Then God said, all right, then take a sign of the effect of their sin, the seraph serpent, and mount it on a big stick, on a big pole, and let everyone look at the effect of their sin, and they'll be healed. Now, you see what that is, don't you? You see, that's the cross. See, that's the cross. Look at the effect of your sin, and you'll be healed. Now, what does that mean? It means looking at Jesus on the cross and just gazing there, waiting for the Holy Spirit to open up for you the true meaning of that event. I remember years and years ago in a lecture in a class in Rome, our professor, Father Lione, who was one of the great holy men of Rome, he could be canonized. And he said, you know, people say, if you want to know the meaning of sin, look at the cross. He said, no. The cross, you understand the meaning of love. If you want to see the meaning of sin, look at hell. That's where it leads you. And I thought that was, I've never forgotten that. That was many years ago now. So this invitation in this first reading, the tradition, the Jewish tradition, you see, whoever, what's their text now? Whoever looks at it. What do you mean by look at? Gaze on the cross with faith until you understand and you look through the wound in his side and see his heart. And there you see the love between the Father and the Son, which is at the root of our salvation. And that's why this text is here for inviting us to understand that. Well, it's a gaze. The word in the, you see, as I think I've mentioned before, there, most of the Jewish people in this era didn't really know Hebrew. They knew Aramaic. Aramaic and Hebrew are like Spanish and Italian or something. A little bit, anyway. So they had a whole tradition of how to translate. The word they use there is not just look, it's gaze. Gaze on this cross. Gaze on his heart. Gaze into his heart. And there you will see this love. And that is the meaning of redemption. That love. In a human life, the life of the Son of God incarnate, it's a total pouring out into the Father. That's what saves us. He suffered greatly, but that was transformed by his love. God is not pleased with pain, but with someone who can take the sufferings of the world into his heart and then in love return everything to the Father. That's what it means to gaze. That's why our Lord used this image, you see. They looked on the effect of their sin, and they lived. And if we look at the effect of our sin, we live. Because it's only there that we're finally won over. You know, you can only get so scared, and it won't really work much of it. Start a conversion, which is a good thing, but to have a real conversion, you've got to be won over by love. And so, when you gaze, I often do that at the prayer meeting. Just gaze through the wound into the heart and see that love between the Father and the Son. That movement of love of the Son to the Father, carrying his poor, battered humanity and all other humanity to the Lord, to the Father. You see? And that's what he says here. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, you see, then you will realize that I am. What is your name? I am. You will see divinity. And divinity is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that love pouring out over us, willing the cross, the incarnation. Nobody can show that to us but the Holy Spirit himself. You can study, I remember. It was the year we went down to the beach there on vacation, the whole community. I forgot. 100 years ago, whatever. And I was lying, sitting on the beach, and the Father just said to me, "This is what I want you to think about. What happened when that man died?" So I started to think about it. I read about the Passion. What happened when that man died? You know, the world was freed. But the death was a passing over. That's why it's Passover, right? Pesach. The death was a passing over in this act of love in which the infinite Trinitarian love took hold of this human heart and brought the whole human race back to the Father. And he rose in the power of that love. And that's what this text is trying to tell us, you see. Look at that effect of sin and see love. And you'll be changed.